I'm a yoga teacher, so I really know how to bond with white women. I'm like a whisperer of white women.
Welcome, everybody, to Barefaced Stories.
When my flatmate came home and asked me if I wanted to join her as a phone sex worker, I barely bat an eyelid.
I kind of liked it. I kind of liked the attention. I kind of liked the intimacy.
Welcome back to Barefaced Stories, where every week is an invitation into someone's world. I'm Andrea Gibbs, and today a look-see into the life of Rachel McMurray. Rachel and her partner Sam sold everything a few years back and set off across Europe in an old van on a big adventure. But picture this. The windows are down, the sun is pouring in, the open road beckons. But then, over the hum of the engine and the rush of the wind, they hear something.
This time the noise is louder. This time we both hear it. And this time it's a voice.
This week, a story about companionship, the kind that finds you when you least expect it. Before we dive in, here's something to look forward to. Tickets for our first live show of 2024 are now available. Mark your calendars for February 29. We're seizing the extra day this leap year with a theme that is equally daring. The theme is Leap of Faith, and it's going to be Under the Stars at Old Young's Gin Distillery in the Swan Valley. How does that sound, Dad?
Wonderful. I'll be there. Count me in.
What will you be drinking on the night?
I'll be drinking Old Young's Gin, and I've upped my lime now to a quarter of a lime. Throws more colour in the glass. So tropical, you know. Want to know more? Oldyoungs.com.au. Check it out.
Are you saying the S in Old Young's?
Old Young.
Oh, not Old Young. No. It's like Young's with an S on it.
Old Young, no S.
No, with an S.
Old Young.
With an S.
Old Young's.
Do it again.
Old Young's Gin.com.
I can't hear you say the S.
Oldyoungsgin.com.au. Well, that's
it.
That's how it is. Old Young Gin. You can see the S. Old Young Gin.
That's it. You got it. You got it. You beauty. Thanks, Dad.
Some tickets. Get some tickets.
Now, here's Rachel McMurray with her story. Enjoy the ride.
A few months into dating my partner Sam, he came up with the term Rachel's luck. And he would say it when certain things would happen. So every time I eat and I drop things down myself, or the time I went to the gym to get fit and I dislocated my shoulder, or the time that I got robbed and they took my laptop, which had the only copy of my nearly finished master's dissertation on it. He would just say, well, there goes Rachel's luck. And you think with this kind of track record that I would maybe be an anxious, cautious person, and I am. But while being an anxious, overthinking catastrophizer, I'm also really trying to be this carefree, adventurous soul who does not give a shit. So when my partner, Sam, who is an actual carefree, adventurous soul, suggests that we sell our house in the UK, quit our jobs, sell our cars, and move into a van and travel around Europe for 4 months, I say, sure, why not? And pretty much from the moment of agreeing to this, I'm panicking. You know, what if we break down? What if we get lost? What if we get injured, sick? What if we crash and we die? But I move forward anyway. So we sell our house, put it on the market, we leave our jobs, and we sell majority of our things, and we put the rest of it into the back of an old blue Toyota Hiace van, Little Boy Blue. Little Boy Blue was so old, it had no air conditioning. It had a kind of fold-down bed in the back that was only really designed for one person, and it kind of made a chugging noise as it went. We paid a mechanic to kind of weld some bits onto the bottom, and then we headed off. And the three-hour trip down to the ferry port, I am playing over these scenarios in my head. but I don't want Sam to know that I'm catastrophizing again, so I smile and I sing along to the music and I pretend to be the fun, carefree, adventurous soul that I'm trying really hard to be. I actually, just in case, put a pocket knife into the glove compartment of the van. It turns out you can't take those across the border, so that swiftly gets confiscated. Rachel's luck. But anyway, we get onto the ferry, across the channel, into France, and our adventure starts at a supermarket to get some supplies. So we get some water, some snacks, a toothbrush, which I forgot, Rachel's luck. And we get into the van and we head off. And we decide that we're going to drive for most of the day until it gets dark, and then we'll find somewhere to camp kind of a bit later. And a couple of hours into the journey, I'm finally starting to relax. Sam and I are talking about life, about this amazing adventure we're on, about the next 4 months, what we're going to do, what we're going to see. I actually take my shoes off and I put my feet up on the dash. Sam rolls down his window and he's got his arm out, sort of waving his hand through the wind. And we're both just so happy. And then I hear a noise, a kind of clicking type noise. But Sam's still chatting away, so Sam's obviously not heard it, so it can't be that bad, right? So I ignore it. We keep chatting, we keep driving, and I hear another noise. This time it's a kind of scratching type noise. This time Sam does hear it. So I say, what's that? He says, oh, it's probably the radio, that thing's on its last legs. Okay, so we keep driving. We're probably going about another 30 minutes when there's another noise. This time the noise is louder. This time we both hear it. And this time, it's a voice. I look at Sam. Sam looks at me. There is someone in our fucking van. So I turn my head to try look behind me, but the curtains are drawn at the back of the van, so it's pitch black. I can't see anything. Sam's looking in his rearview mirror. He can't see anything. So I say, hello. Silence. Hello. Nothing. Again, maybe you've got it wrong. Of course, there can't be someone in our fucking van. Hello. Is there anyone in here? A deep voice comes back. Hello. So Sam and I look at each other, and we don't really know what to do. So we just keep driving. We're driving quite fast down a French motorway. And if anyone knows French motorways, there's not that many convenient places to pull over. So after a minute, or what feels like an hour, I say to Sam, you need to find somewhere to pull over. And all I'm thinking is, this is it. This is it. I'm going to get murdered. Day one. And I'm going to die. Rachel's fucking luck. Because in my head, there's only three reasons why you climb into the back of someone else's van. One is to rob them. Two is to murder them. And three is to rob them and murder them. And none of which are particularly appealing options on day one of the holiday. So Sam eventually finds somewhere to pull over, and we get out of the van, and I'm kind of in this state of equal shock and scared shitless. But not Sam. No, Sam is laughing. So when I said that Sam is a carefree, adventurous soul, I mean it. The man is so chilled that he is essentially horizontal. So while I'm stood back, kind of wondering why I didn't take self-defense classes or why I didn't hide that pocket knife a little bit fucking better, Sam walks up to the side of the van, pulls the handle, slides the door back, sticks his head in, and says, "Oi, mate, you gotta get out of the van." And out climbs a 6'3" Somalian man in basketball shorts, a basketball vest, and a phone in his hand. And he is grinning ear to ear. And I kind of step back and watch this unspoken exchange between him and Sam as they both smile and laugh. And they kind of seem to acknowledge, I won't hurt you and you won't hurt me. So I go over to join them and we ask him what he's doing in the van. And he points to the UK number plate and says, England. I want to go to England. And Sam says, no, you don't, mate. It's fucking shit over there. And I say, I'm really sorry. We're going to France. The other way. I ask him how he got in the van, and he points at the door. It turns out that little boy Blue is so old that you have to manually lock every single door. Wish we'd known that a little bit sooner. So we have a chat, we have a laugh, we say that we're really sorry that we can't help and that we need to head on our way. Not before he would like a photo. So I stand back and take a picture of him and Sam together. And then he walks off. He just walks off in the direction that we came from. And Sam and I get back in the van and we start driving in complete silence. But I kind of know that he's thinking what I'm thinking. How bad has a situation got to be that you would climb into the back of a stranger's van because that is a better option than staying where you are? So as we keep driving into France, I can't help think, Rachel's luck. Pretty fucking lucky after all.
That was Rachel McMurray sharing her story. The theme of the night was ride or die. And you can relive the moment by checking out the video of Rachel's story on our YouTube channel. You'll also find the link to our next show in the description of the podcast. We would love to see you there, 29th of February out at Old Young's Gin Distillery. Our music is by Odette Mercy and her Soul Atomics. Video and photography by Lewis Martin. Sound by Chris Wright. And spinning our stories across social media is Leah Selwood. That's our team bringing the Barefaced Stories official podcast to you every week. I'm Andrew Gibbs. Catch you next week.